Blog Talk Radio.
International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, now just put your hands together.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Martha Menenzi. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for hallelujah. That's the next. I was created to make his praise glorious. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord today, and we thank God for all of you have tuned in. We love you. You just don't know how much we love you. I know you can say, yeah, I love you, but I'm going to tell you this. I love you more. Hallelujah. Got you, Sister Angie. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we just thank you. I mean, y'all are some great people out there, and we thank you for sowing and giving and just sharing, encouraging our hearts and praying for us, and we thank God for you. You just don't know how much you encourage us when you call or when you share or when you even sow into our ministry, because we are able to do more when you sow than when you don't sow. So we thank God for the prayers and the sowing and the giving and just everything. We thank you, hallelujah, for tonight. We thank God for this is your host, of course, Bishop E.T. Byrd, and I think somewhere around is Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Are you on the scene in your gangster?
Hallelujah. I'm here.
Praise God. We thank God for everyone that's here. And all you that are listening to this broadcast now and say, here. Yeah. Okay, I hear all that. Oh, my, that's a great chorus. Oh, my. I heard here in several languages by faith, with the eyes of my faith or the ears of my faith. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Russian and Polish and Tagalog, that's Philippines, and Chinese, and oh, my goodness, and German. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah, of course, and the King's English over there in the U.K. and in South America. Thank you so much. Gracias, muy bien. Gracias, I thank you so much. Hallelujah. All those in Canada and all over the United States and the islands, God bless you. We love you all. Hallelujah. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I want you to do me a favor while I key up the next selection. And we want to make sure that all of you know, don't call me on my cell phone when we're doing the service, because when the selections come from my cell phone, believe it or not. I done downloaded some songs that I want y'all to hear. But when you call or while we're trying to do a song, it actually stops the song in its track. Hallelujah. So we want to just remind you of that. But at this time, Pastor Peaches, can you give the housekeeping suggestions, if you would?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Good evening, world. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Call everybody into the room. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Time to hear what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, tell everybody bring their, when they come in, bring their notebooks. Are they going to school? Yes, you're going to school. Hallelujah. Bring your notebooks, your pencils, bring your Bible, textbook.
Hallelujah.
That's every textbook. Hallelujah. Bring your Bible, your notebook, your pencils. Hallelujah. Ink pens. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. So anything, whatever you're going to write with and take notes with, hallelujah. You want to be able to refer back to your notes to be able to study. Hallelujah. You never know when a test is coming up. Hallelujah, because they do. Hallelujah. You'll be able to refer back to your notes and see what thus saith the Lord about certain things. Hallelujah. Bring also your communion elements. Hallelujah. Put them on the table. Your toast, your cracker, your bread, whatever liquid you're going to use, your juice, your water. Hallelujah. Your milk, whatever you're going to use.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Back to you, Bishop.
Oh, bless the Lord. I thank you so much. And, okay, you know, we at various times we'll dedicate songs to of honor, hallelujah, and the mighty men of valor. And we use different selections to do that. But be getting ready to do that now. And, of course, we understand that when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And we are placing people in the atmosphere so they can receive the blessings. So begin to think about the names. And we're going to do the women first. So we, I think about the ladies that you want to be blessed in your life. And please, please, for your sake and for God's sake, don't forget yourself. Glory to God. You want to be blessed too. And blessed means empowered to prosper. So don't forget yourself and anybody else that God puts on your heart as we pray these selections. But God bless you real good. We're getting ready to go into that right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird. Sister Anne Cahoon, Annette James, Mother Delores Harris, hallelujah, Angie Harris, Yvette Harris, Rosalind, Ronald Harris, Minister Linda Blackwell, Danya, hallelujah, hallelujah, Tiffany, hallelujah, Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah, Angela Jennings Hill,
Darcy Andrews,
hallelujah.
Grace Caramonte.
Hallelujah. Elder T.B. Peterson.
Kathleen Austin.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glorious Ash.
Yes, Gloria. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Janet.
Clarice Beckles.
Jones. Lil.
Sarah Bell. Sarah Bennett.
Maxine Lee. Glory to God.
Sam Bostic.
Hallelujah.
Bianca Blackwell. Linda Blackwell.
Loretta. Hallelujah. Teresa McLeod.
Oopy.
Teresa Wilson.
Crystal Brandt.
Howard King.
Charlotte Bright.
Hallelujah.
Brittany.
Hallelujah. Renola Carr. Elder Renola Carr.
Margaret.
Hallelujah.
Stern.
Pastor Margie Mercer.
Harriet.
Say that once. That's all I have. Set
up.
Hallelujah.
Archbisha.
Abram.
Darcy.
Terry Robinson. Hallelujah. Apostle Dwight Smith. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Let me take that out. I'm sorry. Linda Smith. First Lady Linda Smith.
Candace.
Hallelujah.
Air Carr.
Sorry about
Ola.
That. Hallelujah.
Day.
Peeper Papa. Mary Osborne.
Tina.
Purdy. Hallelujah. Apostle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Grace.
Wenda Mack. Hallelujah. Dr. Nancy McKnight.
Marion.
Dr. Sharon Harper. First Lady Sharon Harper. Hallelujah.
Kelly.
Pastor Viola Wright. Sister Lorena Johnson. Hallelujah. Kimberly. Hallelujah. Tisha. Hallelujah.
Connie.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maria. Tanya. Another Tanya, another Tanya.
Lisa.
Regina Bruce.
That's Ray.
Hallelujah. Tia.
The Wyndham Mack.
Alicia. Another Alicia.
I mean Ennals.
Another Alicia.
Vaughn.
Hallelujah.
Brenda.
Alexandra.
Harry.
Cassandra. Hallelujah. Minnie.
Kathy.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Tracy.
Miracle. Another miracle. Angel. Another angel.
Isabel.
Hallelujah.
Leslie.
Tracy Coco. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Kiara. Nadine.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Karen.
Hallelujah.
Andy.
Rosalind Swin.
Nadine.
Hallelujah. Eileen. Shirley Woodley.
Hill.
Charlene Roseburg.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Janetta McCoy.
Jaleen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Corinthia Johnson. Loretta Johnson. Hallelujah. Ruby Smith.
Andrea.
Simpson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Kayla.
Carol. Another Carol. Robin. Another Robin.
Maxine.
Another Robin. Hallelujah.
Lori.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Teresa.
Hallelujah. Oh, continue. Hallelujah. Continue
Kathy.
All their names up.
Indra.
Hallelujah.
Linda.
Hallelujah. Another Linda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another Linda. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Lena.
Stephanie and Julie.
Diana.
Ava. Kitty. Little Kitty. Stephanie. Little Stephanie. Desiree. Monica. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another Yvonne. Hallelujah.
Elaine.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Girl.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Brenda. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Emily. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now, you mighty men of valor. I have to make my voice lower. Pastor Peaches. Mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto me and said unto me, fear not. The Lord is with thee, Emmanuel. Thou mighty man of valor.
Raymond. Raymond McCoy, Byron McCoy, Sr. and Jr. James Johnson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John and Juan Johnson. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
James Banks.
Sterling. And Reggie. And Barry. And David. And Scooter. And Allen. Hallelujah. Pastor. Gildersleeve, Pastor Lewis Wright, Pastor Don Street, Minister Jerry Cleveland, Jerry Warren, Jerry from North Carolina, Overseer Norman, Dr. Norman Nevin, Hallelujah.
Bird, Jeffrey Bird, Tavon Bird,
Hallelujah. Earl Bird, another Earl Bird, another Earl Bird. I found out there about 5 or 6 Earl Birds in the metropolitan Baltimore area. Another Earl Bird.
Antoine Chase.
Hallelujah.
Barry Cleveland.
Antonio and Dexter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Elijah Curtis. Thomas
Hayes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another Reggie. Hallelujah. Antonio.
Arnie Raheem.
Angelo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ronald Hurst. Hallelujah. Pastor. Hallelujah.
Pastor Dunston.
Hallelujah. William Celester. Deacon Dale.
Penny Ennals.
Hallelujah. Apostle
Mike Irving.
Apostle Dustin Harper.
Apostle Evans.
Neil Reyes.
Josh
Bond. Alfred Cow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Jason Goldsboro.
Green.
Harry Don Wilson. Hallelujah. Harry Warshaw. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jason. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Emmanuel. Jaheen. Malachi. Another Malachi. Still another Malachi. Another Tavon. Another
Terrell Johnson.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Justin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Victor. Julius. Joshua. Mitchell. Another.
Mr. Jones.
Leroy Calvi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jones.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. David. Hallelujah. Another David. Hallelujah. Another David. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tom. Another Tom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another
man.
Bernard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Irene.
Hallelujah. Ivan. Eon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thomas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Irving. Hallelujah. James Worthy. Al Lowry. Michael Irvin.
Anthony Scott.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Robert Chase. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Benjamin Sassafras. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Walter Toler.
Hallelujah. Walter Allen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Benjamin Thomas. Hallelujah. Freddie Douglas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. James Ward. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lewis Wright.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Samuel Wright. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesse DePlanis. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Neil Reyes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for placing those names up in the atmosphere. You know, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. When we begin to use our prayer language, it amplifies the atmosphere. It charges the atmosphere with the power of the living God. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. And after this next selection, the voice you will hear will be none other than Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird and the Children's Corner. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless their parents, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Father God, you say no good thing will you hold from them that walk uprightly. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't care what it is. Hallelujah, Lord God, you're able to present it to them. You're able to bless them with it in the name of Jesus. Bless them while they're in the school, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let the staff there be vigilant, Lord God, who's coming in and out of the doors in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy, even when it comes to even any active shooter thoughts, in the name of Jesus. Confound their thoughts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No casualties this year, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Protect them, Lord, on the buses. Protect the doors. Put your angels at the doors and the windows of the schools, Lord God, everywhere in the name of Jesus. You're able to do it, Lord God. Put a lock on the doors, Lord God, when it's time for the lock to be on the doors. Hallelujah. Protect the children, Father God, in the stairwells. Hallelujah. In the bathrooms. In the halls.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is able to do it, young people. Hallelujah. He's able to protect you. Hallelujah. From danger seen and unseen. He is able. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So there, I know in a lot of times there are things that just on your minds as young people, like having to do homework and, oh, Lord, I don't know these answers, and I don't understand the classwork, and I don't understand this and that, and when I raise my hand, she overlooks me, or I don't understand this, I don't feel like going to school or whatever. Sometimes you worry about being late for school. There are things that we can do to help, I guess, the anxiety when it comes to homework. Make sure you have all the notes you need in your class at the time to assist you with your homework so that when you get home, you will have what you need. Also, it's also smart or wisdom even to get a couple classmates' phone numbers and ask them, hey, is it all right that we do our homework together on the phone or at a certain time? In the evening, what time do you eat dinner in the evening? Well, can we call each other around by 7:30? Would that be all right with you? Okay. When it comes to being concerned about being late for school, hallelujah, everybody these days has cell phones. Put alarms in your cell phone. When you lay down at night, put your cell phone by your nightstand. Or put it right over, if your bed has a headboard, put it over top of your headboard. Turn the volume up. Hallelujah. So your parents don't have to come knocking on your door in the morning and get you up. You've gotten your own stuff up. Hallelujah. We know the Lord wakes up everybody, but you don't have to worry about your mom knocking on your door and surprise your mom. When she opens the door, you're already up and you're already in the bathroom. She thinks you're in the bed, but you're already in the bathroom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And have that time with the Lord. Have that time with Jesus before you even go out the door. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's another thing that young people get anxious about or worry about, I'll say concerned, not getting good grades. If you pay attention in class, and don't sit in the back of the class, even, there's a lot of distractions in front of you. Sit on the first row. I even did that even in college. Sit in the front. You don't know what's going on behind you. You raise your hand. You won't be concerned about, oh, they always raise their hand. Oh, put your hand down. You're right in the front. The teacher will know that you are concerned. You are a student that's serious about their work. You'll get your answers. Hallelujah. You'll get everything you need, so you'll get good grades. You won't miss anything that's on the board, or if the teacher's teaching from a book, you'll be able to hear everything. If you miss something, say, oh, excuse me, what you say? I don't even know if y'all even still going by textbooks anymore. In college we were, though. Hallelujah. And some of you are in different in a new area, and one of your concerns is about changing schools. Hallelujah. Don't you know, wherever you go, God will be with you. And I'm going to give you some scriptures. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You hear some commotion in school, Let that scripture rest in your spirit. No weapon, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against you in judgment thou shalt condemn. You're a child of God. That's part of your heritage. Hallelujah. God will protect you because you're his child. 2 Timothy 1:7, but God has not given you the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. When you're going from one school, you're going to, from one class to another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Think about that scripture. For God has not given you the spirit of fear. You may go get in class, the teacher say, oh, close your book, pop quiz. Oh, my gosh. And you start, your knees start knocking. You start shaking because that's a grade. Not them, those grades go. I mean, they are recorded. Hallelujah. Because the teacher want to see. Sometimes the teacher may say, well, this grade not going to be recorded. I just want to see if y'all been listening. I just want to see if y'all been paying attention to class. You still want to get a good grade, okay? 1 John 4:7-8, and you will. And these people, hopefully, you don't run up against the bullies. But you know what? That's something that's common, okay? A lot of times, some child, and why do bullies do what they do? It's because they don't feel good about themselves. Go on the person around them that they think they can. Somebody they think is beneath them. Somebody they think that's not going to fight them back or is not going to buck up against them. But you know what? You ain't got to fear with them. You ain't got to fear. When that person see that you only have love in your heart, hallelujah, they stop. God will, and something I saw when I was in school, I never had to fight. God always had somebody to fight for me. Or always had somebody to speak up for me. And let's see, 1 John, let's turn to 1 John 4:7-8. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It talks about love. Hallelujah. 1 John.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Hallelujah.
He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And sometimes, you know what, if you can say something to a young person, and they say all different kinds of things to you, and we know Proverbs 15 says a grievous word stir up anger. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. When somebody is saying ugly and nasty things to you, remember the scripture. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. And they're just shooting fire at you, shooting fire. And your words can be like water.
Yeah.
Your words going back to them can be like water putting out the fire. Because, see, they don't expect that. Expect you to give to them what they're giving to you. But when you don't, it puts water on their flame. And then they say, oh, go on, get on my face. You're just crazy. Believe me, I've been called that, okay? I was saved in school. Going through school, I was saved. I was filled with the Holy Ghost and going through junior high and it's called junior high then, and high school. And a lot of times it's called the art ball. But you know what? I was also jealous of because I was on the honor roll.
Hallelujah.
You know what I used to do? I used to honor God before I did my homework. I used to read the scripture before I did my homework.
Hallelujah.
The word of God lets you know when you honor him, God will honor you.
Yeah.
It's no age limit in this.
Hallelujah.
And honor God, it's no age limit. God sees it all. He knows it all. He will honor you because you honor him. Hallelujah. And his word is true. His word is true. 1824, there is a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may feel like you're walking alone or you walking by yourself when it comes to school, comes to life. Hallelujah. But when you got a friend in Jesus, hallelujah, you got the best friend in the whole world. You got a friend that knows your needs. You got a friend that knows your care. You got a friend that knows whatever fears or what anything that may be gripping your heart, that may be shaking you, maybe scared. And you know what? And these days, a lot of the young people walk around with the earbuds in the ear, and they're talking on the phone. You can have your earbuds in your ear, and people think you're talking, but you can be praying. You let them think whatever they want to think. You can be praying. Your mouth can be going, and they're thinking you're talking to somebody on the phone, but you're talking to Jesus. Hallelujah, because you got a telephone in your bosom. Hallelujah. You can call him up anytime you want. Hallelujah, Jesus. Walk with the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Deuteronomy, one of the fear not scriptures is Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your cares or your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Don't you know there is enough fear nots in the Bible for every day of the year, even a leap year? Hallelujah. And God doesn't want you to fear. January 1st, fear not. January the 2nd, fear not. January the 3rd, fear not. December 30th, fear not. December 31st, fear not. Be not dismayed, for I am with you. Hallelujah. I will go before you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Believe in me, whatever road you have to travel, young people, God is there before you, to go before you, go behind you, and on side you. Hallelujah. There's nothing in this life that you're going to go through that you can't take God with you. And he will, and that he won't be there with you. Just like Daniel in the lion's den, God was there in the lion's den with him. He let the lions go to sleep, and Daniel was able to use the lion as a pillow. He laid his head on the lion and went to sleep. Hallelujah. The Hebrew boys, hallelujah. He was with them in the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. When they came out the fiery furnace, he didn't let even a smell of smoke be on them. Hallelujah. Nobody's going to throw you in the lion's den. Nobody's going to throw you in the fiery furnace. Okay? Literally. Hallelujah. If so, you know, if God did it for them and we serve the same God yesterday, today, and forever, he'll be there with you too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Back to you, Bishop Byrd. Be encouraged, young people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, thank you for the children's corner. And look, I want to just add just a little bit to what you said. Daniel and the Hebrew boys, the three Hebrew boys, they were teenagers.
Hallelujah.
They weren't adults. They were just like some of you that's listening to this. They were teenagers. And one other fact. See, because y'all have this picture when Daniel was thrown in the lions den, there may be about three or four lions. That was a den of over 100 lions. Biblical historians say that their den had hundreds of lions in there because they used them together. So dealing with the, what do you call it, the arenas, you know, and
yes.
They had hundreds of lions.
Hallelujah.
God didn't just set the mouth of one lion or two lions or three, but hundreds of lions.
And they kept those lions hungry, I believe, because
they feed them for days.
Yes, because in the arena they would use the lions. They would let and they would pull. They would kill the people that they would put in the arena and pull them apart and eat them and tear them and devour them. But the Lord allowed the lions to go to sleep.
The biggest,
not to, or at least he shut their mouths when Daniel was thrown into the den. Hallelujah.
It is important for you to understand that sometimes it will look terrible in front of your eyes.
Yes.
But you got to close your eyes and see the glory of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Coming in your life, teenager, young man, young woman.
Yes.
God will manifest himself tangibly in your life because you're precious to him as well.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. I just wanted to share that. And thank you for the Children's Corner on today. Hallelujah. Enjoy that.
Glory to God.
Papa John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven. Christ's voice. voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, get ready to read the Old Testament and New Testament scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But, you know, I just want to let folk know, you are listening to the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And I want to just give you an announcement. Of course, our fourth Sundays, we have a special service on the fourth Sunday of every month. And of course, our service always begins at 3:00, but this is a live service on Sunday. And we have a guest speaker, and then after we fill up on the spiritual food, we start filling up on the natural food. In other words, you're going to be served a free dinner. So we want you to, you know, they just put that on your calendar. I think it's September the 26th is the fourth Sunday in September. So God bless you. I hope for you to come. And on that day, you better come early, get a good seat. In fact, come early to get a seat. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. And we are located in the lower level sanctuary of the Parsonage which is located 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. That's the lower level sanctuary of the parsonage, using side entrance. And we also have a rear entrance for those who need the handicap accessible entrance. That's what I'm trying to say. But anyway, Pastor Peaches, if you would read the Old Testament straight scripture for us.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah 18:1-6 is our Old Testament scripture. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and a vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our New Testament scripture is Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. God had a blessing to the reading and the hearers of the word and the doers of the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In remembrance of you, we take this bread, your body broken for us. In remembrance of you, we take this cup and remember your blood. And every time we do,
hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
I need to ask you a question. I think you might know what the answer to that question is.
Hallelujah.
What time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for that selection. And if you would, turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verses 23 through 30. And the word of the Lord says, hallelujah, examine yourselves. And first of all, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you, Father God, and we ask that you're blessed, anointed, and sanctified in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And we examine ourselves right now. And Father God, we thank you that your covenant names are awesome. I tell you, Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it and are safe. And Father God, we examine ourselves right now because, hallelujah, we want to make sure that every T is crossed and every I is dotted in our lives. So at this time, every man, woman, boy, or girl under the sound of my voice, hallelujah, you can repeat after me, or you can just say it in your heart, or however you want to say it, but hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, I repent of everything I said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight, every sin of omission and commission. Please forgive me as I forgive everyone and everything that they've ever done to me, whether real or imagined. I thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I forgive myself. I hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And Father God, I examine myself again. And I comprehend, I fully aware, I do understand what your body and blood has done for us all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5 says you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes, we were healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 says, you washed our sins in your own blood. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. Now, your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord, for we are taking communion readily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory of God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, your word says that you are not a man that you should lie or the son of man that you should repent. Hallelujah. But everything that's come out of your mouth, everything you said, everything that you've spoken, you are going to do it. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isaiah 55:11. Your word says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. There's one thing you put above yourself. It's your word. Psalms 138, verse 2. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. We thank you that healing. According to, glory to God, according to Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12, 13, hallelujah, Galatians 3:26, hallelujah, glory to God, and Psalms 100, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
You,
and on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, glory to God. He took also the cup. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 When he gave thanks to me, thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this and remember to me. Let's drink together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we thank you, Lord.
Not like you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you when I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our home, our family, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to nothing, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, hallelujah, glory to God, nullifies, makes to nothing, hallelujah, brings to naught, hallelujah, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven upon every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
The blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Dead to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now for our daily, our family daily confession. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Our Pastor Peaches, I got to ask you one more question. You've been batting 1,000 so far.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Well, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. You're a poet and didn't know it. Hallelujah. Well, blessed be God. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the hallelujah, for the hallelujah, glory to God, the harvest of every good seed sown tonight, 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Satan, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic. Everything you set up to steal, kill, and destroy in our lives is null and void in Jesus' name. We bring your works to naught in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, for it's yours in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor Peaches, oh, this is going to shock you. I just want you to go to one scripture. Hallelujah. I know there were some folk that were being picked up off the floor at the last service we had because there were only three scriptures. I got one for today. It's hallelujah, glory to Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1. I think verse 1 and 2. But you go there. When you get there, say amen. Can you do that for me?
You say Isaiah 6?
No, Isaiah 60, 6-0, okay. Verse 1 and 2.
Amen, I have it.
Oh, my goodness, Lord. You haven't, you all right. Go ahead and read that.
Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
You out there who love God, who call on his name, who's asked him to come into your life and make you a new creature, I want you to know Isaiah 60 has occurred in your life. Isaiah 60 verses 1 and 2. Because, hallelujah, you're still in the world, but you're not of the world. Hallelujah. You're still a light in the darkness. Hallelujah. But God's light is upon you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let your light so shine. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter, glory to God. Glory to God. Look here. Can you go to Yadabushata? Can you go to Matthew chapter 5?
Oh, another scripture.
Yeah, another scripture. I think I'm going to stop there. You have to go. Chapter 5, I think it's verse 14 or 15. It talks about some light. But you go ahead, and when you get there, say
neither,
amen.
Amen. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house.
Okay. Read the verse that came before the verse you just read.
Verse 14, for ye are the light of
there it is.
A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid.
You know, y'all going to think I'm crazy. But that's all right. Many people have said that already. It doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me. It's not. I don't care about what you think of me. I care about what God thinks of me. Is that all right? All I got to say to you, oops, there it is. Boom. Oops, there it is. Read that again.
Ye are the light of the world.
You. I don't care what you think. But this is what God said about who?
You.
You. I'm talking about you, 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 you. Yes, you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are the light. Go, read that one more time because somebody didn't hear that.
Ye are the light of the world.
Read the next scripture.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Come on now.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all that are in the house. And verse 16 says, let your light so shine before
come on! Oh, your bochakala.
That they may see your good works.
Watch out now.
Glorify your Father which is in heaven.
You are worried about other people. Come on now. You stop worrying about them. You go ahead and pray for them. But you got to let your light shine. Hallelujah. Amen. Your light is the love of God. Your light, you want to see what your light is? Go ahead to God. Glory to Jesus, Lord. Galatians 5:22-23. You don't have to go there. But that's your light. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, justice, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's what you got to let shine in your life, in your household. Hallelujah. You ain't got no light in your house. You in darkness. Come on now. Hallelujah. You ain't got no light on your job. You in darkness. Come on now. You ain't got light in your community. You in darkness. You got a power outlet. Come on now. The Bible, Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given the spirit of fear, but a power near the bochata. Ain't no power outage in your life. Your light gonna keep shining. I don't care what it look like, what it feel like, what it seems like. You are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? If I can't buy one, can I rent one for a little while? Coco, can you raise your hand? Hallelujah. Faith, can you say amen? Come on. Somebody out there say amen. Glory to God. Muya bochata. Hallelujah. You're glory to God. can I tell this, Pastor Peaches?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Look here, y'all don't know, but I've been dealing with what am I going to talk about today? Lord, tell me what to share today. And then you know what? A little bird came to me. You know what the little bird said? It said, people need to be encouraged. What else did that little bird say? Pastor Peaches.
Need to be encouraged. People going through stuff. Hallelujah.
Now, see, you sometimes, glory to God, It'd be nice if your mother would encourage you, but a lot of us, our mothers going on to be with the Lord. Well, it's nice if our father comes and encourages, but he done gone on to be with the Lord too. Hallelujah. But some of us, or maybe a brother or sister, but all the brothers and sisters are gone on to be with the Lord too. So what we gotta do?
Encourage yourself.
What you say?
Encourage thyself.
What you say? Encourage yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
You know what? I feel like doing another thing. Yeah, y'all can say, yeah, Brother Bird is off the hysical shizzle. That's all right. Now, what you said, what was that you said, Pastor Peaches?
Encourage thyself.
Boom, shakalaka. Boom, shakalaka. Boom, shakalaka, boom. See, y'all got to understand that you're somebody special. And you're important to God. And you got to let your light shine. You know, but, you know, it's the dog, the cat, the white man, the rich man, the green man, the politicians, the police, they don't worry about them. You let who light?
Your light.
Your light. God is asking you to let your light shine. What you got to do, you got to do what? What?
Encourage yourself.
Encourage yourself. You say, woe is me, walking around with your head to the ground. Walking around with a rag to wipe the tears from your eyes. Dry your tears. Stand up tall. Look up to the... glory to God. We are the most... I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cover my help. Is that Psalms 121? I think it is. Hallelujah. Which cover my help. My help comes from the Lord, hallelujah, who made heaven and earth. Come on now. Hallelujah. Y'all got to understand this thing now. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's only me. It's only you and the cats and God. Sometimes it's just you and your dog. You know, cause everybody else, they done booing them. They done talking about poor mouthing. They were complaining and all kinds of stuff and alibi and all kinds of stuff. Sometimes you got to do what David did in 1 Samuel 30th chapter. You know, he could have bowed his head because folk came in, robbed him, stole stuff from him, then stole the women and children. He could have said, gloom, despair, and agony on me. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I had no luck at all. Gloom, despair. He could have gone through all of that. But no, you know what he did? He encouraged himself because he knew who his God was. Do you know who your God is?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6. Glory to God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. Hallelujah. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, you got to see the light. But I don't see the light. You can't see the light because you are the light. Boy, that boy,
hallelujah.
You are the light. Glory to God. You walking down the street, you say, I don't see myself. You ain't standing in front of no mirror. Come on. You are the light of the world.
Amen.
Of your family, of your community. People in your block ought to know that you saved him with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
By what you do, what you say. Because a house, a city on a hill can't be hid. I don't care what you try to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It can't be healed. A light put in a candlestick cannot be hid.
Amen.
So, look here. Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2, arise, raise your head, for thy light is come.
Amen.
And that's Jesus Christ. And guess what? It's risen upon you. Not only is it upon you, it's in you.
Amen.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to stop this. The scriptures come to me. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's in you.
Amen.
The light of Christ
Amen.
Is in you. Let your light, what's that scripture again? Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Matthew 5, glory to God. It must be 13, 14, and 15. What'd that say?
Ye are the light of the world.
Come on now.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house.
In your house.
Let your light shall shine before men.
Yes.
They may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Your children need to be glorifying God because they got a praying mother.
Hallelujah.
They got a praying father. They got a light in the house that shines, that destroys darkness. Because when light comes, darkness flees. Did you know that?
Amen.
Oh, you don't believe me? Okay, you have to, look here. You put a candle on, you go into a dark room. What happens?
Light.
That's right. Light. Look. The light lights up the room. Glory to God. You come into a room. You hit that switch. The light switch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of you need to hit your light switch because some of you have been walking around with a dark cloud over you, walking around like some of those cartoon characters with a cloud over your head. I know you're going through. God knows you're going through. He's by your side.
And
but he gave you light. He gave you victory. I got the victory, hallelujah. I've got the victory, hallelujah. Every knee he must bow, every tongue confess that he's Lord of Lords. Pastor Peter, you can do that better. Sing that for me.
I've got the victory, hallelujah. 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 Every knee must bow, every tongue confess. He is Lord, he is Lord. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess. He is Lord of all. Hallelujah, he's Lord of Lords.
I'm going to tell y'all something, glory to God. You and God are the majority. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it even smells like, you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Is that 1 Corinthians 2:14? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to get it. No, 1 Corinthians 2:14. He always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, you in Christ, you are a winner.
Amen.
You are a victor already. I don't know. Can you check that? Because I want to give the right scripture out there. Is that 1 Corinthians 2:14 or is that 2 Corinthians 2:14? Check that out for me, please.
Because
we want to give you the right scripture if we can. Y'all don't mind me saying that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, it's just amazing how God does things. You know, because, again, you know, I didn't know what to talk about today. Nothing dropped in my spirit. But I didn't realize that something dropped in my wife's spirit. Hallelujah. Thank God. And y'all out there, y'all are winners.
2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place.
Hallelujah.
A
that's
fragrance.
2 Corinthians 2:14. Hallelujah. Y'all got it? You heard? It's important. I want to share this with you because I got a little time. Y'all give me more credit than I deserve, but I thank you for it. Y'all encouraging me. But people say, you got a good memory. It's not that. It's that I make an effort to remember a scripture and the address. Because remembering the address, it makes that scripture memorable to me. You have to make something memorable to you in order for you to remember it. So that's why I do what I do, and that's why I say what I say.
Hallelujah.
And then I repeat those scriptures to myself. I repeat a lot of scriptures on a daily basis, at morning devotions. Then during the day, I will repeat some scriptures.
Hallelujah.
You know, as my wife and I are talking from time to time, we will be dealing with scriptures because that's who we are. We are people of the Word. My wife is a woman of the Word. I'm a man of the Word. I'm a guardian of the altar. My wife is a guardian of the altar. My wife is a tongue-talking, fire-baptized, Holy Ghost-filled warrior of the Word. Ditto for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for what we shared tonight. Rise and shine. Look up. Put a smile. Turn that frown into a smile. But I don't feel like I'm a winner. You done crossed the finish line first. God said you're a winner, whether you feel like it or not. In fact, after folk, a lot of folks run the race and they get to the finish line, they almost collapse. They don't feel like they just woke up. They feel like they've been through a race, and you have been through a race. But see, your race, you have a race every day. Every day when you wake up, you all say, ah, I'm a winner right now in Jesus' name. I got my light. Hallelujah. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Now, I know that some sister Julie, I know you're thinking, I probably got a big light, because I'm a big man. Sister Julie, I need to talk to you later. George Dukes, now, you're laughing at what I just said to Sister Julie, but you're thinking the same thing. Now, I have to talk to you, too. And Brother Gary, why are you laughing? Because you're thin as a pencil. You know, you go outside, the wind blow you down the street. Now, why are you talking like that to me? My light is big. But guess what? Your light is big too, sir.
Amen.
I don't care if you're thin as a rail and twice as pale, or you're big as a house or whatever, you still got a big light. A light. Come on now.
It's a light.
Your light is the light of God. Your light is the light that Jesus gave you.
Yes.
Your light is the fruit of the Spirit. It's a whole lot. I don't care what others say about you. You let your light shine. I don't care what others try to do to you. You let your light shine. Your love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You let that light shine. So that what? What's that verse 15 in Matthew 5:15? Was that 15? So others may see your good works and glorify your Father
which is in heaven.
Come on now. See, because really, when you think about it, it's really not all about you. It's about what you can do for everybody else. Because when you let that light shine in you, others will see the light.
Amen.
And will come to the light.
That's right.
When I am lifted up, I will draw all men. You lift up Christ, folk will come.
That's right.
That's what we're dealing with, lifting him up here in the sanctuary of the parsonage on Sundays. And, you know, folk come, hallelujah. One Sunday, three people came up and joined the church. We thank God for that. We honor God, hallelujah. One day it's going to be 30 people joining the church hallelujah, on a Sunday. And then one day it's going to be, hallelujah, 300 people join, because we are lifting up Jesus. Lift up Jesus in your life. In your family, in your community, hallelujah, glory to on your job, hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
The world is hungry.
Hallelujah, it's hungry, that's right. And we are ministers of reconciliation. I can call each and every one of you who has accepted Christ as your personal Savior. I can call you minister. That's why I call a lot of people minister. Minister this one, then minister that one, because that's what you are. He says we are ministers of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I'm going to stop now, and I'll let you go, but let me just do this. Father God, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. And bless every man, woman, boy, girl that were on the sound of my voice. Bless him 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. The harvest of the Lord be upon them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pastor Peters, you go ahead from here. I don't know how much time we have left, but
yeah,
I think it's a whole lot of time.
Yeah, about a minute.
You go ahead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We just thank God for everybody that joins us on Sundays and on Wednesdays. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, and if our envelopes on Sunday, there is lines on our envelopes, and we ask the people in the congregation to write down their prayer request, that because we pray over the envelope. We don't take the offering or one offering in the envelope. We pray over the envelopes and the prayer requests, and we offer them up to the Lord, hallelujah, and we look for testimonies to come in of answered prayers. If you have a prayer request after the broadcast goes off, feel free to call us and give us that prayer request. Hallelujah. We may not know. We may be praying for you, but we may not know specifically what you may have on your heart. You may want someone to stand and touch and agree with you in prayer for something specific. We're here for that reason. Hallelujah. We're sold out to the Lord. If there's a desire on your heart, there's something you may only know, you and God may be the only two that knows what is on your heart. We will stand with you and pray with you and touch and agree with you. Hallelujah. For whatever that desire is on your heart. If there's something we can do about it, we're more than happy to do something about it also. Hallelujah. We want you to know that you can drop a line in the mail. Drop a little note in the mail. If you want to send communication through the mail, please address it to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. If you want to send something to the Cash App, it's $capital T. The rest of the letters are lowercase, and it stands for the first letters of Potter's House Christian Prayer Worship Center. That's $capital T, Potter's House Christian Prayer Worship Center. And let me share with everybody, because Pastor Bird did not mention it. This week, he celebrated a birthday on yesterday. Hallelujah. Even if you would want to send Pastor Bird a communication, a birthday card, or whatever, or call him up and say, happy birthday, Pastor Bird. Hallelujah. You can send him a card even to that address. RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. If you send Cash App in the note, say, Pastor Bird, or happy birthday, Pastor Bird. We are blessed to have, he is blessed to have lived to see 76. Hallelujah. God is awesome. God is good. We pray y'all strengthen the Lord. Continue to lift us up in prayer. If you desire to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, just, Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. I'm sorry, Lord God, for any sin that I may have committed. And I ask you, Lord God, to come into my heart and save me. Hallelujah. Child of God, that's what you are now. You have gone from death unto life. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. We praise God for you. Please give us a call at 410-444-5152. See you on Sunday, 3 o'clock. Thank you, Jesus.